Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hello again, everybody. Nice to be back with you here on Close Up Talk Radio. This is going to be a very interesting half hour. I think you're going to love it. We're going to talk to a psychic medium. I love talking to psychic mediums, people who have this unique ability that they've had for many of them have had it all their life. They don't often remember when it began, and sometimes it began back when they're children having these psychic abilities. But in any event, they are very interesting to talk to and to listen to, and I learn every time I talk to someone who is knowledgeable in this field. Our guest is Connie Ellick is her name. She's a psychic medium, a clairvoyant, an empath. She's also a Reiki master, a tarot reader, and an angel power therapist. That's a new one on me. I've never heard of an angel power therapist. Well, we're going to find out. But anyway, as Connie points out, our souls are timeless, and our souls are ageless. Our physical bodies, of course, are a shell, as she describes it, that dies. But the spirit, or your soul, is still alive, and it goes on, because we are multidimensional. The soul continues to evolve each lifetime across many lifetimes. Most of us don't know it, but we have had many lifetimes. I've heard that and talked to people many times who've told me that before. There's got to be something to it. Some people have had 200 lifetimes. Seriously. Anyway, Connie says she's spoken to enough souls who have passed over the other side to know this is not just a one-shot deal. As she puts it, as she says, Connie channels souls who have passed over to help clients find a sense of closure when a loved one has died. You know, there is something about the work she does that brings comfort and closure, she says, and that's why she enjoys doing it so much. And she points out she's had these abilities since she was very, very young. When she was a child, everyone thought she had a very active imagination. She knew she had abilities that other people didn't have, and she knew what was going to happen oftentimes way before it happened. Today, Connie says it's her soul's calling to help people who are in distress and also in transition. Connie says she's almost always able to make contact with the deceased loved one to bring them messages of what actually happened. She just embraces it, says Connie. She wants to help as many people as she can. She has an amazing website that I'm going to give to you because you can go there and learn more about what Connie does. She's a healing practitioner of alternative modalities. She obviously a psychic medium. She's an intuitive and a spiritual counselor, and she dwells in angel power therapy, Reiki healing. She's clairvoyant, and she does tarot card readings. That's just a little bit of the menu that Connie Ellick provides and has in her, quiver, like an arrow quiver. In any event, she's based in Sea Warren, New Jersey, right in the heart of the state, and it's a delight to have Connie with us today. Connie, welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for asking, Doug, and I hope our listeners are also having a positive day out there.
Well, boy, I do too. We always hope for a positive day. So let's talk a little bit about you and these abilities you have. You say you knew you had these abilities. I don't know if you knew really how much of these abilities you had, but you knew you were different when you were a child. And what age are we talking about, you say, when you were a child? Are we talking about five or six?
I knew that,
or are we talking 10?
I knew that around the age of two that I had a dog that nobody else could see, but I had a pet that used to follow me around all the time, and I used to feed the dog under the table, et cetera, and everybody thought it was just so cute. And I had invisible friends that I talked to all the time, but they were not invisible to me because I could see them. I guess around the age of seven or so, I really began to realize that there was a lot more to what I could see and sense than other people could. I could see spirits coming in and leaving. I could see things that were going to happen before they actually did happen. And when I would talk to my family about it, they really did think I had an active imagination. And it caused problems at times because sometimes they would think that I was just, you know, maybe not telling the truth or lying or imagining these things. And then when they started to happen, they got a little nervous because they said, well, how did you make that happen? I said, I didn't make it happen. I just knew it was going to happen. And they would ask me, well, how did you know? And as a child especially, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know how to explain this. And there are a lot of children out there now that have special gifts that their families have become more aware that there is a very thin veil between the living and the deceased, and these children can see and hear and sense and taste and feel more than someone who is jaded. Let's say that they just don't see it. They don't understand it. So it's very difficult sometimes to explain the things that I see and hear and know and feel without having somebody else being able to do the same things that I do.
Well, what was it like when you were like growing up and going to school? You know, you're 10 years old, 12, you're a teenager. Obviously, these abilities you have are being developed even more than when you were young. Did the kids think you were different or strange?
Yes.
Or in some way?
Yes.
Talk
yeah,
about
they.
It.
You know, I was called a witch. Among other
really?
Things, and that's with a W, and they were afraid because if I would see something or sense something and mention it as I was on my way to school or in school, and they would look at me very strangely like I had two heads, and, well, how do you know that? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know how I know it. I just know that this is what I'm seeing or feeling. And then you had people that were really very nervous to be around you, and then you had the other people that were very close friends that understood that you were a little bit different, and it was okay.
This is just such an amazing thing to consider. So what happened? You go through school with these abilities. Did what kind of a career have you had so far, other than doing what you're doing right now?
I do a lot of things. I am very, very gifted. I also sell real estate in New Jersey. I am a licensed realtor. I am a professional potter. I work with clay and form objects of sculpture or functional objects. I also am an artist. I paint on canvas with acrylics. So there are a lot of things that I do. I'm an organic gardener. I bake. I cook. I live life like everybody else, but I just have a lot of interests and a lot of hobbies.
Have your psychic abilities helped you in your role as a real estate agent?
Yes, they have, actually, because I have gone into a lot of houses that have had spirits possessed, or the houses have been possessed by spirits. And actually, mm-hmm. I've got a neighbor up the street that had called on me to ask about a grandmother that was living in the house. She's still there. She's passed on, but she still resides within the house. And I do work with the New Jersey paranormal group that does haunted houses and have done that on a number of occasions and psychic events. So it's very it's a wide range of interests that I do have. And as an energy healer, because we are comprised of four bodies, the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and then the densest of all is the physical body. And as an energy healer, I like to help people understand what's going on. So by the time something is going on, you usually get a message, either mentally you'll think of something or emotionally that's bothering you. And by the time you get physically ill, it's trying to get your attention. So I try to balance those four bodies and the chakras that are contained in those chakras are energy vortexes that exist inside the body. So it's varied as to what I do and what I'm doing. Healing techniques on people, it's very, very different than if I'm communicating with someone that's passed over.
You know, have you ever found these amazing abilities to be a burden, or have they always been something that was a plus as far as you're concerned?
as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a plus. Anything that I can do to help people understand why, where, how. I had a family come to visit me a while back that they had found their mother had passed on, and they had gotten my name and number and had come in to contact me. And the mother came in almost immediately. I did not know these people. I did not know the mother. But I had asked if for her name, which is what I normally ask, for the full name of the person they're trying to contact and their birthday. And usually I can make contact within seconds. And I had asked whether or not she was still married or was she divorced from their father. And they said no, that they were divorced. And they had asked me, well, what was my mother's relationship with our father? How did she feel about him? And I hesitated for a second, and I'm waiting to get a response from the deceased. And she basically said he was the devil personified and evil incarnate. And I just kind of sat there for a second, and I blinked a couple of times, and she repeated it. And I kind of shrugged, and I said this to their children. And they all looked at each other and went, yep, that's Mom. So at that point, I knew that I had a good, strong connection with her. They had asked a lot of questions of her. They had found her. She had passed. And I could see her in the bed as she had passed on. And she had blood coming from her nose and her mouth and her ears. And she basically had a brain bleed, and they had asked if she was in any pain. She said that she had happened very, very quickly. She did a sharp intake of breath, and she was gone. So she said, no, she didn't have any pain, and just that one sharp, you know, whatever. And they were with me for a little over 2.5 hours, asked a lot of questions, and were very pleased, I might add.
Wow, that's amazing, very amazing. You do psychic readings for people, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. A lot of times I utilize the tarot cards. I'm a strong mm-hmm. believer in not an invasion of privacy, so I'm not like the Long Island medium, and nothing against her at all or any other person that can do that. But for me, mm-hmm. it's an invasion of privacy. So unless people make an appointment or they come to see me, whether they do a Zoom meeting or phone, I will channel the information. I will cut the cards. I will read the cards. And a lot of times I would have people that would say, well, I just want to know. I had one woman that was a professional. She was a doctor. She had just started her own business, and she wanted to know how she would do. And as I was turning the cards over, she was actually there because of a lost relationship. She had been engaged, and the gentleman had broke the engagement. And the third card out of the deck showed the Three of Swords, which is heartbreak and disappointment, and we went on that vein. So she just sat and cried the whole time. She says, I really came, and I said, you really came to find out about what happened with the fiancé. And she said, yes. She says, but I didn't want to tell you that. I thought that I could just find out how my business would be going. Her business would be fine, and we knew that that would be fine, but she really just wanted to have closure regarding the lost engagement.
You know, I'm prompted to ask you, growing up, you were talking about when you were a teenager and in school. Did you have problems dating, you know, guys because of these abilities, or did they find it an attraction?
Well, there were a lot of guys I did not date because they were just either unacceptable or just not good there.
Right.
So it did have an advantage because those were ones I was able to eliminate right off the bat without getting involved with them.
You know, I don't know if you're a mother or not. Have you had children?
Yes, I have 2 children.
My question is, do you think your children have inherited any of these abilities you have?
Yes,
they
do.
Is it too early
to
tell, or don't you know?
Yes. And actually, my grandchildren do as well. And
you're
kidding. My youngest granddaughter, Samantha, is 12, and she has a lot of ability. And I like to work with her as much as possible because it helps strengthen her, what she thinks is going on as to what is actually going on. And it's very interesting because there are so many different techniques you can use. You could be clairvoyant and you could be clairescent. You can either smell things. Sometimes people, when people come in to visit, a lot of times my mother would come. My mother was a smoker and actually had passed from emphysema, among other things. And whenever she would show up, I could smell smoke. I could smell cigarette smoke. And it would be, okay, Mom, I know you're here, because I could smell her. And the same with my dad. My dad wore Old Spice years ago when I was a child. So he sometimes shows up with either Old Spice, and because I am Polish, Polish heritage, we had a lot of kielbasa and golumki and things like that. So those smells would come in if my dad came by. So it was always very interesting to see who shows up and if they have a fragrance. Some people will bring a rose, psychically bring a rose or show me a rose, and I can smell it. Sometimes I'll see the color is yellow, and usually it's to give the person that I'm sitting for or sitting with confirmation of their favorite flower or their favorite smell. Another woman had gardenia. She loved gardenia. So when her daughter came to visit me, and she said, does my mother have a flower for me? And I could smell the gardenias. I could see it, and she had it in her hand. And I said, I see a beautiful white gardenia. And she burst into tears, and she said, my mother loved gardenias. So it's just whatever, whoever comes through at any time. I just like to help the people have some kind of closure with the past, past people that have passed away. And with the tower readings, it's people that are going through transition. I use that a lot. In this day and age, especially with COVID, we've lost a lot of people. Sometimes it's a matter of, it's not the fact that it was COVID, it's just that it was their time to go. And we see more people that are awakening because there is a major shift going on the planet right now, and the energy has become more positive. And I really do believe that everything is possible and anything is possible. And I'd like to help people manifest their dreams. And a lot of times people may not know what they want, but they know what they don't want. So if we can start with that and saying, well, what would you like to eliminate from your life? And people say, well, I don't want to do such and such. I say, well, all right, then just let go of that and keep moving on. Because if you dwell on things you don't want, then you bring that energy towards you, and then it's kind of like a double whammy. So you're working to get rid of it, not to keep it. And dreams,
you know, you do. Yeah, keep going. That's all right. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Dreams have no rules. Dreams have no rules at all. So dream big. If you have a big dream, I always ask a lot of my clients that come, you know, if you believed that the Atlantic Ocean, for example, was abundance, and if you believe in God or Source or the universe, and said God wants you to have everything that's humanly possible for you to enjoy this lifetime on Earth, what vessel would you take to get what you wanted, using the ocean as an example of abundance? And some people would say, well, I would take a teaspoon, or I would take a pot, or I would take a cup. And when the first person posed that question to me years ago, I said, I want a pipeline. I want one of those great big old pipelines that you can just stick into the ocean and have all the dreams that you want to come true, because, you know, God, I believe, is all powerful and loving, and as children of Him, He wants us to be happy, and why shouldn't we?
Why shouldn't we is right. You know, you have so many modalities you use. I'd like you to talk briefly about each one. Give us a little clue. And also, I'm interested to know what do most people who come to you, what do they want? What do they want you to do? So let's go down this list. Angel power therapy. What is that?
That's utilizing the 12 big guns, and the 12 big guns meaning the different angels that are Archangel Michael, et cetera, that are around that do come in to help. We have guardian angels that we are born with and are assigned to us when we are born. And sometimes they change during our lifetime, and we get other guides that substitute, come in whenever we need them. And all we have to do is ask for help. It's my husband has a saying, if you don't ask, you don't get. And there are people who will say, well, God knows what I want, or Spirit knows what I want. But if you don't ask for help, or for people to come in to, or Spirit to come in to help you, you're just going to be doing nothing. You know, you need to be able to find out what's your joy, what's your passion, what are you passionate about, because that way they can assist you in attaining those goals that you want or those dreams to come true. So I am a big dreamer. I've been told since I'm very small, dream big dreams. Anything and everything is possible. All you have to do is just allow it to manifest. I don't know if there's people out there that listen or ever pay any attention to the parking angel that is very prevalent. You're going to the center, you're going to shopping, you're going somewhere, and you don't want to walk 4 miles to get to the store, so you envision a parking spot close to the beginning of the store, the opening of the store, and I can tell you it works without fail. My husband would always be amazed. He'd say, let's park here. And I'd say, no, go around one more time. There's going to be somebody leaving at the front of the store, and we'll be able to pull right in. And sure enough, he'd go, how do you do that? And it's like, I don't know. It's just, I just put it out there, and it manifests. So it's good.
The parking angel helps you.
The parking angel helps me.
I love it. Chakra balancing, what is that?
All right, the chakras, we have seven chakras that are comprised from the crown on top of your head. And, you know, that's the baby's soft spot when the baby is born.
Right.
And
right.
it doesn't heal over until the child is about a year or so. But if you look at babies that are about 2 or 3 months old, if they're in a crib or in their bassinet, they don't look at the people in the eyes. They look above your head to see all the energy that's pouring out of the crown chakra of your head. They see stars, and they see all kinds of energy that's lit up and has colors, and the children will look at them, and they will coo, and they will gurgle, and it's the most amazing thing, because most say, oh, isn't that cute? They're looking at me. No, they're not looking at your eyes or looking at your mouth. They're looking at the energy field that is emanating from your body. And then you have your third eye, which is basically in your the middle of your forehead. You have your throat chakra. You have your heart chakra, your solar plexus, your sacral center, and your root chakra. So each one are comprised of different colors, and they all spin. And when they're out of balance, you may have an upset stomach. Somebody gives you bad news, and you get this like a kick in the stomach. Well, that would indicate that your solar plexus is out of balance or might have been got kicked, basically. And sometimes it's a matter of just rebalancing that or working through that energy and pulling that negative energy out of there to rebalance it. So the chakras are very important. Everybody has them. They extend in the palms of your hands. They extend soles of your feet, minor ones, behind your kneecaps. So there's a lot of chakras, not major ones, but minor ones that comprise your body, your physical body of energy. And if you think about it as an energy worker or an energy healer, which is what I do also, whatever it is that they need. So if they come for a reading or if they come for energy work, I assess the energy of their bodies where they may have negative thought forms that are stuck in there. And a negative thought form is something that obviously it's negative energy. Say suppose I had a gentleman come to see me a while back. He owned a beauty parlor in South Jersey, and he had all women working for him, and he was a mess. So when he came to see me, he says, I feel lousy. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel so bad. And it was because he would make chauvinistic comments to the women. He'd tell them they'd gotten a little dumpy or they had gotten fat around the hips, not kind comments. And if they had a rat tail comb and if they had a rat tail comb in their hand or they had scissors in their hand, they would imagine themselves stabbing him. So he was full of this. He looked like a porcupine.
Okay. So what'd you do?
I pulled it out. I pulled all the negative thought forms out and smoothed over his energy so that he could walk around and be normal again.
So you changed him. You really did?
I did. Yeah.
This is amazing. I wish we had 2 hours to talk to you. In addition to your work as a psychic medium, you help clients navigate transition in their lives like marriage, separation, divorce, illness, death, loss of jobs, you know, the kids leaving home. All are stress factors that people face every day, and some people, of course, cope with them better than others, dealing with life's ever-changing conditions. You help people in those kind of situations. I talked to them in the beginning. You talked about channeling people, helping contact them with souls who've passed on to the other side. Do many people come to you for that ability of yours to contact, you know, a loved one who recently passed away?
I have a lot of people that do contact me for that, and there are other people that are just interested in trying to clear whatever negativity is in their life. And a lot of times they'll say, I did a lot of readings for teachers, and a lot of the teachers were going through really difficult times because obviously teaching has changed so much in the last 20 years. Some of them get burned out, just like any profession. I've had nurses that are burnt out, doctors, and you need a change of pace. You need a change of energy, and a lot of times they say, I just don't want to do this anymore. I just don't want to deal with it anymore. So they will embark on a different career, because if I turn over the cards, if I'm doing tarot readings for them, and I see that they really, really don't want to do this anymore, and I say, well, what is it that brings you joy? What is it that you love to do? Because that's a key. If you go to work every day and you don't like what you do, that's really work. But if you're going and you're doing the things that you love every single day, that's not work. That's just enjoying things that you're doing and getting paid for what you're doing.
I love what I do. And obviously you do. You sound gung-ho on what you're doing. I mean, really, you're excited to talk to about this.
I guess to get
back to going to you know, contacting people on the other side, and that this fact that we've all had previous lives that for some reason we can't remember. Why is that? Why can't we remember, you know, something we did 200 years ago?
Well, there are people that are finding – well, no, it's not only just 200 years ago. There are many, many lifetimes that we live, and sometimes we'll find people – for me, I'll give you an example for me. I loved from a small child, I loved looking at anything having to do with Egypt. I loved the pyramids. I loved all of that. And I was able to go in 93 and connect with a lifetime that I had in ancient Egypt. So if you have a subject matter that you really love, whether it's a geography place or history place, in all probability you've had a lifetime there. And you may have deja vu experiences. And I've had that also where I'm at some place and I go, I know exactly where I'm going. I know how to get to this place without even thinking of it. It's like a second thought because it's familiar to me. And there are people that just don't realize what a gift that is if they allow themselves to say, all right, you know what, it's a possibility, and not just believe that, you know, you're in a sealed box and you never existed before. This is the continuing process of the soul, and it is so fascinating because as the energy is changing and more people are awakening on this planet to a better way of loving and living life, it changes the energy, and the earth shifts, as you well know, and it creates more of a balance in everybody's life. Wouldn't that be great if we could have peace on earth and all there is just love and respect and honoring other people's decisions, even if it's different than ours, and just have acceptance, I think is wonderful.
Well, I think that's wonderful, too. We're talking to Connie Ellick. She's based in New Jersey. As we've mentioned, she has a fabulous website. If you're interested in talking to Connie, if you want a psychic reading or you want help in one of these various modalities that Connie is so well-versed in, here's how you get in touch with her. Connie Ellick. It's C-O-N-N-I-E, and Ellick is E-L-E-K. ConnieEllick.com. Very simple. Connie, C-O-N-N-E, Ellick, E-L-E-K.com. Connie, you know, I wish we had, as I said, a lot more time to talk to you. It's obvious you love what you do, and people can contact you. You talk with them on the phone and then arrange whatever it is they're interested in, right, whether it's a psychic reading or whatever. Is that right?
I use all the modalities I need to help them navigate whatever situation they're in. So it's not just one individual. It's everything that I know I put together to help the people wherever it is that they needed to be assisted, aided, helped, and guided along.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. It's been a delight having you be our guest, and I'm fascinated by what you do. Good luck to you. And
thank you so much.
You know, hopefully we can talk again sometime, okay?
That would be great. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Connie. Take care.
You as well.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time. Till then, take care. Bye for now.